You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Orioles have a new manager. His name's Craig Albert, as he was introduced to the media earlier this week. And let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. John Mioli was there at the presser. He covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner, and he joins us now. And, John, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So we haven't spoken to you since this has all gone down. Not the presser, but the announcement. What do you think of the hire, and what was your first impression of Craig Albert?
Seems like, you know, I was glad that we got the Craig Albert as we had read about and told about, you know, as somebody who, judging by his outfit, his coordination with his family on their outfits, you know, detail oriented to say the least, incredibly engaging, disarming, dare I say charming as a person. It was not everyone shines in that kind of environment. I don't think you'd want a baseball manager whose prime characteristics are shining in a press
right.
conference, sitting on an elevated table with, you know, in an empty sports bar in the warehouse. You know, that's not what you're judging him for. But this job is about just as much getting the Orioles players who are underperforming and haven't been their best for 18 months now back to themselves. And this is somebody who they're going to feel like they can be themselves with. And he's, you know, got a good baseball mind, too. I think the hire, based on what the Orioles were looking for, is probably as good as they could have done in this circumstance.
John, how much jam do you think Craig Albernaz has as the new skipper of the Orioles? Because he did turn down some jobs last year. It seems like he views this as a good spot for him. But how much jam and power do you think he has, despite being a rookie manager?
I think a decent amount. You know, the Orioles, you know, David Rubenstein said a couple times that they didn't think they would be able to get him. Craig Albernaz kind of alluded to not stringing the Orioles along, but drawing out the process to make sure this was the right fit. I don't think he would have taken this job if he didn't know he was going to be a partner in this and not a subject. Now, is he going to be able to tell whoever delivers him the daily stat pack about what the front office thinks the best matchups are and what, you know, is he going to be able to tell that person to get out of his office he doesn't want it today? No. Is anyone going to who is employed as the manager of the Baltimore Orioles under this front office? Can anyone do that? No. But I think he's going to have a say in this. And I think that's important to, you know, him and the Orioles. It's important to the Orioles because they have a lot riding on this going well too. His job isn't to sign free agents. It's not to, you know, spend money and do all the things that fans want to have happen. His job is to make this team good again. And a lot of that's going to come down to making the players that this front office has bet a ton on that they drafted and developed and form the core of this roster and organization. His job is to make them better and back to what they were, and that will make the front office look good too. So they don't really have a ton of incentive to disenfranchise Craig Albernaz, and I don't think they would.
What did you make of the owner's answer about the way the Elias promotion was handled? Was that an attempt to be sort of flippant or cavalier or tongue-in-cheek? Just wondering how you took it.
I thought it was, you know, I thought it was a question that needed to be asked. I don't know that the answer was fantastic. It was just, I think it was true. I think this is kind of what, you know, he couldn't just say this is what you do after a certain amount of time when someone's your vice president of baseball operations and general manager for X amount of years. At some point, you become the president of baseball operations. I think that they did themselves no favors by the timing of whenever the promotion happened and it coming out happened, because it seems like he was promoted, you know, after or in the midst of a terrible season, when in reality they were promoting him before a season in which there was high hopes. It wasn't, I don't think anybody would have sat here in February and said, what a great offseason, this is exactly what you want your GM to do here, have a promotion. But I think in the course of the timing and the run of play that it happened, they were pretty, you know, it made sense. It felt like to me his answer was almost saying it was beside the point, which I don't think it is, like, to be asked about that right at that point, but I don't think it is at all. But it seemed like it was not he was not interested in answering it then. This wasn't, you know, how could dare you ask this on Martin Luther King Day.
But it was, that was a good one.
It seemed like he was just trying to answer it just to get it over with.
Obviously, the other thing that he was presented with was the sort of questions about the payroll and the ability to spend. And that almost feels like he's defaulted now. Like, he's kind of got a talking point on that, and that's all we're going to get out of him, right? And we'll find out how real or not real this, you know, untethered, Mike can do whatever he wants stuff. Like, I guess what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter what he's saying at this point, because it seems like he's parroting his own talking point that he's been basically saying for over a year on the rare occasions he still speaks.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, and I think, you know, he's finding different ways to talk about how much money this ownership group has, and he's not wrong. And I don't know that there's, you know, I don't know that there are, you know, workmanlike or like normal answers to say, like, we aren't worried about how much money we have to spend, because I think that's true. I think it all comes down to, you know, Mike Elias identifying and executing the opportunities to spend it. They spent a lot of money cumulatively in free agency last year on a lot of players. If they had spent that amount of money on two really good players, the conversation would feel different, and it might not have had a material impact on how the season went. Because if one of those players was Corbin Burns and he blows out in May, the pitching staff is still the pitching staff. But it's more about, you know, I think I would take that as almost like putting that on Mike, because it is on Mike. That is Michael Elias' job to spend that money. I don't think they're going to turn down the opportunity for Michael Elias to spend money because it's going to cost too much. I think that is what David Rubenstein is saying. And, you know, by putting that on Michael Elias, it's kind of saying, like, you present us the opportunity to spend $200 million on a player, and we will do that.
We're talking with John Mioli. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. John, what? So it looks like the whole coaching staff is going to be different, which that's a good thing. But any idea what that could look like? And also something that came up in the presser, because these guys, you know, they wouldn't even announce a promotion for months. They didn't let anybody know who got interviewed for this job, but they came out and said they interviewed a number of people for this job. So that I found that interesting Monday.
Yes, and we got some bits and pieces through reporting about who interviewed, but as far as the staff, it seems like the pitching operation is going to mostly remain intact, but the hitting side is going to be fascinating because, you know, we just recorded our Banner Baseball Show podcast, and I made the point that the hitting department, to the extent there have been high expectations and promise in this organization, it's because of what a lot of these people have done with the prospects that this organization brought in through the draft. So the idea that just because it didn't work for, you know, I guess you could say 18 months with the injuries and underperformance means everybody has to go and they have to start from scratch. It's a big change. I'm not sure that that's the right thing. I'm not saying it's the wrong thing or didn't need to happen based on how things have gone, but it's a big change that they're making. And I'm interested to see what that looks like, because this is a material overhaul, it seems like. And this is not an organization that does that.
John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. John, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. This is going to be a very interesting offseason, and we look forward to talking to you about it as always.
I'm sure there will be plenty to talk about. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Coming up next, speaking of plenty to talk about, Bone wasn't here yesterday.
Nope.
And it's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. Let the people know what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, it's about to get very TMI. I brought this up, I guess, a couple months ago when I had this surgery scheduled, but it was a surgery involving my butt. I will explain next on The Fan.
Nice.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.